Trevor Davis. I'm sounding the alarm. Today's June 1st, 2010. As I was awaking this morning, some scriptures, some themes were coming to my heart, and I want to share those with you. I want to call this message, In Harm's Way. In 2005, this was the time when the Lord was prompting me and speaking to me, illuminating my mind and heart regarding these days that we are entering into right now. He's speaking to me about catastrophic events that were coming suddenly and at the same time. And there was a massive earthquake and tsunami in Indonesia at the very end of 2004 where hundreds of thousands of people were killed. It was a great event, tragic, where people were swept into eternity, most unprepared, unaware. And as we entered into the year 2005, the Spirit of the Lord just spoke two words. Take note, as I was thinking about that event, and I was stunned. I was realizing the Lord was telling me that similar events were coming. The Lord was speaking to me from the scriptures about the persecution that was coming to those that had faith in Jesus. People betraying their close ones, loved ones, every man for himself. And the Lord was speaking to prepare the people for what was coming. God loves his people. God loves people. And he's calling people. He's speaking today from heaven into our hearts if we'll listen to prepare us for what's coming because the time of the end is being fulfilled. There's a time when the word of God will be fulfilled, that the cup of iniquity that's filling in the earth is full enough. And the Lord brings his thorough judgment and salvation for those that trust in Jesus. As these things were being unfolded in the year 2005, I came across a movie called In Harm's Way, which was made in the 1960s. It was a story about the event of Pearl Harbor during the onset of the U.S. entry into World War II. In the movie, it was a depiction of December 7th, 1941. There was a cruiser with John Wayne acting as the captain of the ship that was on patrol outside the harbor. And there was a particular scene that the Spirit of the Lord showed me that this is exactly, it reflected as a prophetic similitude of what he was saying about our day. Well, there was an impending danger at that moment, wasn't there? So this ship was on watch outside the harbor, where the other ships were huddled together in the airplanes, all huddled together for one reason or another. Could have been a tragic conspiracy for wicked men that wanted to have a certain will take place with World War II. But regardless, this ship was outside, not like all the other ships. In this particular scene, it showed that men were looking on the horizon with binoculars. And it also showed that they were using sonar, watching what was underwater, what was in the sky, what was on the sea. And it showed this particular man saying, "Captain, are we looking for airplanes or for ships, submarines?" And the captain said, "Both, son." And then another man said, "Well, sir, there's some planes he recognized on sonar over where they shouldn't be, over by Diamond Head. Do we have planes over there?" And the captain started realizing there was something going on because there was also a report through sonar that there was a submarine where it ought not be. So he sounded general quarters, sounded the alarm. And you could hear the sound of the alarm going off. And this is an alarm, general quarters. This is not a drill. And that's what the Spirit of the Lord is showing me. That this is the time that we're in. We need to be looking on the horizon, be having a sensitive heart to the Lord, listening to his voice. What is our day about? What are we to be doing in this hour? We're to be watching and praying as these times come. Because the wickedness of men has grown harder and worse in the world. And God is outraged. He's furious, as it is written in the first chapter of Nahum. We need to be watching, observing. In the Proverbs, it says that the wise, the prudent, foresee the evil, but the fool goes on and is punished. In harm's way. Warning, warning, warning. The Lord is alarming. This alarm, it's sounding, and your adrenaline should flow. These are days not like usual. These are unprecedented days spoken by the prophets and Jesus Christ himself. The Lord said that. We need to understand what the scriptures teach. And if we read the book of Revelation, it comes with a blessing. If you read it, hear the words of this prophecy. Comes to pass in Revelation 11:15, and the seventh angel sounded, and there was a great voice in heaven saying, the kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. Comes a time, ladies and gentlemen, this is what this battle is about. God is going to rout out the wicked rulers that have not served him properly, have not brought the benefit for mankind, and they have linked themselves with Satan, the rebel, the murderer, the liar, the thief, and are executing violence in the earth full of lust and pride. But God will stand and bring war against these men. And these men will be crazed in themselves and deluded to think that they can fight against God and Jesus Christ. But first, ladies and gentlemen, there's things that will be fulfilled through these days. And this is why the Spirit is urging you to prepare spiritually, emotionally, mentally, physically, in every way. Prepare for what is coming. Prepare for what is coming. And it takes seeking the Lord with a true heart, opening your heart to the Lord, surrendering to him. You want to be absolutely clean, your hands clean, your lips clean from speaking guile and deceit and falsehood. And honor God with your life. Surrender your life. Because this age, this world passes away. And everything in it. But this kingdom that's coming shall have no end. And which would you rather be involved in? There's people that will be in hell where the worm dies not. And the fire's not quenched. That had mental knowledge. That knew these things in their mind, but their heart wasn't changed, wasn't converted. This is a scripture that the Lord was speaking to me about this morning. Matthew 18, verse 3, and said, this is Jesus, verily I say unto you, except you be converted and become as little children, you shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. It's not complicated, ladies and gentlemen. It's not a theological mental exercise to study books and the words of men. It's to humble yourself, be crucified with Jesus Christ, to be raised with him and live a life that's pleasing to the Lord by yielding to him. God has an eternal perspective in mind for your life, and you're going to go through these days with tribulations, troubles. But God will give you the victory if you faint not. And this is why you need to prepare. Put away the things that are of uselessness or vain or empty, shallow. And pursue the things that are important. In this hour, we are in harm's way. Can you look across the horizon? Can you see the signs? They're evident. I hope you can, because this is one of the things that infuriated Jesus Christ when he came to his own people and they didn't recognize the time of the visitation. They didn't realize that he was once sent by the Father. He was their Christ. And they were too busy doing their religious thing. And their heart was hardened, and they closed their eyes, and they plugged their ears, and they didn't have anything to do with Jesus. In fact, they sought a way to murder him, and they conspired to kill him for 30 pieces of silver. Don't let your heart be filled with the things of this world, and don't be troubled that these things are being dashed in pieces. Put your trust in the Lord, his eternal kingdom. God will take you through this fire, but you need to have assurance of faith in your heart. And mine, be converted, be as a child, and your heavenly Father will see you through these days. No one can pluck you out of your Father's hand, and not one hair of your head will perish. But you need to be fully assured in your heart who's bought you, who's your God, who you serve, and be faithful to that. It's amazing how people that you would expect to know and recognize the signs of the times, because if they have the Bible, they're religious, but they're blind. They can't see. Even in the secular world now, is discussing how these things are unprecedented, never seen before, that these are bizarre times, at times of Armageddon, but they don't know what it means. But the religious, the churches, the sad part is they're not preparing the people for Jesus Christ. And the truth is, you'll either be prepared for Jesus Christ or the Antichrist. And the Spirit of God, his activity through the lives of faithful ministries of Jesus is to prepare the bride for the bridegroom, to prepare the people for the coming of the Lord, to prepare the people that none is lost. So the book of Revelation is clear that multiple catastrophic judgments, the seal trumpet, the judgments, the trumpets, and the bowls of judgment that come. Billions of people will be killed in the earth. There'll be great martyrdom. God will be dealing with the wicked, the rulers of this world, and confound them and have them in derision and laugh. Revelations 19, verse 1. And after these things, I heard a great voice of much people in heaven saying, Alleluia, salvation and glory and honor and power unto the Lord our God. For true and righteous are his judgments, for he has judged the great whore, which did corrupt the earth with her fornication, and has avenged the blood of his servants at her hand. Again they said, Alleluia, and her smoke rose up forever and ever. And the 24 elders and the four beasts fell down and worshiped God that sat on the throne, saying, Amen, Alleluia. And a voice came out of the throne saying, Praise our God, all you his servants, and you that fear him, both small and great. And as I heard, it were this voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty thundering, saying, Alleluia, for the Lord God omnipotent reigns. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor unto him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife has made herself ready. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of saints. This is the hope you have if you will turn and make Jesus Christ your king. Your allegiance is to the Lord, not to man. The rebellion that's coming will have a man that's man-centered and blasphemous, that's empowered by the dragon, the devil, Satan himself. And they will use the technological advances that they have to control the masses and multitudes. And every single person that's not in the Lamb's Book of Life will serve this leader. Will take the mark. And you will not be able to buy or sell without that mark. So there's a cost for denying that false, wicked leader. But all those that have not delighted in the truth, God will give them over to believe a lie. And they'll be deceived. And this kingdom of the beasts will be judged by God Almighty with darkness, gross darkness. And they will have sores, and they will gnaw for the pain that comes. Billions of people will die. The trees and the grass will be burned, scorched by the sun. The water shall be made bitter and turned to blood after the great martyrdom that takes place of the holy ones that love God. But God will take vengeance. God will render a payday to the wicked and give a reward to his righteous servants that have loved him, looking for him, longing for him. Prepare, you're in harm's way.